Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping presentations on and over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
Hey, what's up? It's The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Morning. Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk. How's everybody doing?
Why do the Houston Astros keep winning? I'm sorry.
They're the only team that had a bye that apparently can do that.
I guess.
Everybody else is complaining.
Mike Alves is already texting me today and going off again on the thinking the wild cards get too easy of a path or something. No, he's got some good points, but
there are good points to make.
Yeah. But you
baseball
said
game where you play 162 games throughout the year, a bunch of games every week, and then all of a sudden you take the longest break you've had all season. And right. I get as a hitter, I think I saw a stat. The Dodgers got eliminated last night by the Arizona Diamondbacks, my adopted Arizona Diamondbacks.
They did.
Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, two guys that had unbelievable seasons. Did they combine to go like 1-for-32 in the series?
I don't know.
I will say hitters – who are especially like hot in September going into the postseason, probably the worst thing you can do is, all right, we're not going to play for 5 or 6 days. We got to wait to see who we play, and you're not going to get in-game at-bats until then. And oh, by the way, those games are going to mean a ton
right
by the time you actually show up and perform. But I don't know. As we've kind of joked about, they've changed the playoff format a number of times over the last 5 years. I remember it might have been the last time the Cardinals were in the postseason, maybe – no, actually, they were in it last year. But do you remember the wild card game they played against the Dodgers out in Los Angeles? And Jack Flaherty started that game.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like a one game.
Yes. Yeah.
Winner takes all and moves
the
on
to the
next
round.
Dodgers
had won like
20 more games than the Cardinals.
Right.
Like, this is unfair to that team. This team should be pushed on to the next round. So now they didn't want them to have a – they wanted them to have a bye then. Now they don't want them to have a bye now.
Right.
And I like the expanded postseason. It gives you more series, more teams in.
Agree. Just go win. It's been weird, though, man. The TV portion of this probably isn't happy because these series are just sweeps in a lot of them. And now you've already got L.A. out. Baltimore's out. Those are two. Obviously, L.A. is a huge TV market. So, yep. I mean, Arizona's solid. And Philly would be solid, but...
not going to draw what the Dodgers would have drawn.
No, not
in comparison
close.
To Arizona. I'm sure Fox is excited about having. I would imagine they have the ALCS. But
don't know
to have lined up a Texas Rangers Houston Astros battle for Texas like that. That's going to be an intriguing one and one I'm sure
tasty.
They're going to welcome for sure.
What is like so? The Astros have been to 6 straight NLCS.
Seven
now.
ALCS. Yeah.
I'm sorry, AL. 7 straight. How many World Series in there?
How many have they been to or won?
One. How many have they been to?
They've won two, right?
Two, right? And they've been to three?
Sounds right.
I think the only one they lost was at Atlanta that beat them. I mean, it is amazing what Houston is doing. And, of course, in the middle of all that was the, you know, knocking on a trash can and Uribe wearing some, you know, device that he had attached around his body or whatever.
He wouldn't take his jersey off.
So, you know, obviously, in all of that, you've got a team that is scorned by everyone in the country, minus mm-hmm. their fans, and yet they just continue to win and keep shoving it in our face. Yeah. I mean, seven straight ALCS.
They've been to four World Series, by the way. They also lost to the Nationals in 2019.
Okay.
Seven straight, four World Series, could be a fifth.
Yeah, and they've got a five seed to beat to get to a fifth World Series in the last 7 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, goodness sakes. Is this – it's not quiet because of all the stuff they – like, they're the reason that people noticed them, right? Because of all the cheating and such, you know, with what they did, in other words. I don't know if – I assume it's called cheating.
Oh, it's cheating, yeah.
But it's funny, definitely cheating. It's funny that otherwise I just – like, I'm still blown away that they've been in seven straight – now, admittedly, I pay more attention to the National League, but seven straight ALCS. That is amazing. What's the record?
They're the record in the AL. I know that. They flashed that on the screen last night when they clinched in Minnesota, winning 3-2. I don't know what the record would be in the NL. I'm assuming them saying not a baseball record, but an AL record, that there's someone in the NL has been to more than that.
That's amazing. I mean, it's. I was just.
Braves went to eight straight in the 90s.
Wow, with that, straight. Yeah, and won one World Series.
Ouch.
Right, that was the Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz, Avery. That was that stud pitching staff that every year. I mean, you got tired of the Braves, but the storyline behind the Braves was you can't ever win at all. It seemed like, right? I mean, how many opportunities do you have to win a World Series when you're thrown in eight times into a World Series? And if I'm correct, I believe they only won once in that time frame.
I think you're right.
And that's incredible to think. I mean, that's more improbable than 1-for-7 in World Series in an 8-year stretch. That's hard. You know, they always say, well, just if you get there, you got that chance, right? Which is true. But man, they were there eight times and won it once.
95 was their only win.
That's
in that span.
Amazing.
How many World Series appearances? They just keep getting bounced in the CS.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking they made eight straight World Series.
Oh, no.
That's my fault.
Still, I mean, you're in the
They did
final
make
four.
Five, though. They made it five. 91, okay. 92, 95, 96, and 99.
Wow. Okay, that's my bad. But still, yeah, 1-4 in World Series. Man. With that pitching,
I mean, I'd say
staff,
getting there.
I mean, with those four pitchers, especially those top three, with Maddox, Glavin, and Smoltz, you essentially had an ace on the hill at any time they pitched. So it wasn't like they would ever get to a World Series and have a disadvantage pitching, right? Like, whereas a team nowadays may get there and their fifth starter's throwing, and it's like, well, you know, they had to eat up their ace to get here. I mean, the Braves had three guys, and Steve Avery and Kent Merker weren't exactly bad pitchers. So, I mean, essentially you had three aces, a 2, and probably a 3 in your rotation, and you went 1-4 in the World Series. Man.
Ouch.
But you know what? I'd still take that.
I would too.
At what point would you get frustrated? like, ah, dang it, we lost the World Series again. I don't even want to go back there. I mean, I wonder, I mean, at some point, do you get frustrated by that?
Yeah, I mean, when you have that trio in the rotation, your standards always rise. Oh, yeah. It's always going to be wanting more whenever you reach a certain point. It's just like Cubs fans were probably happy to reach the CS that 1 year, knock out the Cardinals in the DS,
yep.
Then go to the CS. They lost in the Mets, right, that year, Kyle?
Got it swept.
Swept by the Mets. And then it was raising the bar. They won the World Series. And then, of course, after that, it was – can this team win another one? Can they possibly win two more? And then that was when the disappointment set in for that collection of talent, and they had to move in a different direction and had a pretty good season this year.
What,
but
what teams in other sports? The Bills went to four straight Super Bowls.
Yep.
And didn't win those. And I'm talking by a field goal. Like, there were so many close chances.
I don't know if there's another comparison where you're at the actual championship game four straight years.
Who did the Bulls beat all those years? I mean, it was somebody.
They beat the Jazz
right?
twice, back-to-back. They beat the Supersonics.
The Warriors and Cavs in the 2010s were meeting in the finals quite often.
Yeah. They were.
Were they splitting titles, though? Or was one dominating the other?
I mean, the Warriors won most of them.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
They had to have been to the finals four or five straight in that span, I would think.
That's a good call.
That's great. So, I was doing a little research here. When did this Astros run begin?
2017.
So, Jeff Luhnow, I was just looking at this, was hired as the GM, I believe, of Houston in December of 2011. So, starting in 12, and then he was fired or suspended for in 2020. I don't know. I think he had a big part to do with a lot of that Astros run, right? I think. And then, of course, he was suspended, et cetera. But, yeah.
Houston was likable on the front end, but then a lot of teams are when they first arrive on the scene.
Right. Somebody different.
You get to 2017, they end up beating the Dodgers in Game 7. And that you had a young – I don't know how young Altuve was at that point, but you had a core of Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa was a young player at that point, Alex Bregman, of course,
right.
George Springer.
Mm-hmm.
Had some talented and still a handful of those guys are still on the team, of course, with Bregman, Altuve. An old Carlos Beltran was on the team,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Wow. It wasn't that long ago that Houston was in the NL Central.
I know.
That's the funny part. And you remember how bad they got. Like the last couple of years, I think, if I can remember this correctly, and we all know how bad my mind is.
I think post-Killer Bees they did.
Yeah. I think they were losing like 100 games a year, like the last year or two before they went to the American League. It seemed like.
You're right. Yeah, 2011 and 2012 would have been their final 2 years in the Central, and they lost 106 games in 11 and 107 games
wow.
in 12. Their first season in the AL West, they lost 111 games.
Gee money. So if I'm telling you right now, Pipes, how many did the Cardinals lose this year? They didn't get
91
to 100, right?
Okay. So?
So if the Cardinals have to be even worse than that for the next 3 years,
uh-huh.
and then you're going to go on a run of seven straight National League Championship Series, two World Series, maybe a third, in terms of winning, mm-hmm. five or whatever it was, appearances, are you taking the hell that would be three straight 100-plus losing seasons?
Yes.
Anybody would, wouldn't
you? Of course,
you?
Of course.
Do you know how bad it would be for the next 3 years, Pipes?
Yeah, spent a lot of time in a pool.
Our golf games would improve.
A lot of activities in the summer to
can you imagine
distract
that, though?
Your attention. Oh, it'd be brutal for a couple handful of years, but then...
Oh, I mean, that doesn't guarantee it, but
right,
I'm just...
Right, yeah, but if you told me that was the deal, of
right.
course anybody is going to sign up for that.
There's no doubt. I cannot... I'm serious... Okay, I'm going to throw this out there. So the Cardinals have won how many World Series in my lifetime? Three? Was it 82, 6, and 11, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So they've won three. They've been to like five, I think, in my lifetime. That's pretty good.
They've lost two in my lifetime, so I think they've been to another one
okay,
in yours.
Maybe six. So that's pretty solid, right? Like, I've enjoyed Cardinals
yeah,
baseball.
Sure. Yep.
I don't know that I could, at this point, because of what I've been able to witness, I don't know that I could give up four straight years, and I'm counting this one. I don't know that I could give up four straight summers of not watching Cardinals baseball. Or, I mean, just not even not watching, just knowing that they're going to be the worst team in baseball. Even knowing that in my, what would that be now? It'd be in my late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Mid to late 50s, I would, and early 60s, I would experience an incredible, yeah, you're right, I would take it. I would take it. That's pretty interesting. I wonder how many people would do that. I'm sure everybody.
I think everybody would do it.
Okay. Three straight 100 plus loss seasons.
Yeah, I mean, my son would be, what, like 4 or 5 years old by then?
Yeah.
And then from as long as he can remember until he's like 11 or 12, yeah, they'll go to the CS every year.
My boys would be losing their minds.
Yeah.
What if you were the only person on earth that knew the stat? Like, you were the, like, Derek Piper's the only person that has been told by the baseball gods, here's the deal. You have to be the prophet for Cardinals fans, and they're not going to believe you.
Oh, and tell you to trust the process?
Right, and you're going to be on the radio show for the next 3 years saying, listen to me, it's coming. And then I call the next year, and I'm like, Pipes, you said it's coming. We lost 111 games this year. Last year we lost 106. I'm telling you.
What can you possibly see that it's coming?
I'm telling you.
Got a feeling.
Have faith.
Yeah.
Stay the course.
I'd have more faith than I have right now in the actual Cardinals. They just make me angry, man. It's the offseason.
I know.
We're
already mad.
But get this. So the Cardinals went to 4 straight CS from 2011 through 2014.
Right.
That nice little stretch there.
Coincided with our starting our show.
Yeah. From 2000 through 2006, they had gone to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Gee-many.
CS, including 2 World Series.
So we've kind of been there, done that.
But it's been a while.
It has been a
while. Haven't been to a CS since 19. And 19 was the last time the Cardinals have won a postseason series. And from 2016 till present, that's the lone postseason series that they've won. This is why you look at Houston, and Houston's an exception. They're setting a record for a reason.
Yes.
But when you have rich tradition franchises like the Cardinals, like the Yankees, sure, like the Red Sox, just getting to a postseason, which the Cardinals didn't do this year,
right,
or the Yankees didn't do this year, it's not good enough.
Right, it's not that big of a deal.
And that's
right,
why fans of those teams may come off as spoiled, and let's be honest, they are. They can demand more than what another franchise would. They can say that, hey, yeah, I get it. You know, prior to this year, the Cardinals had won 90 games in 2022 and 2021 sure, and 2019. Like, you got to advance in the postseason. That's why I want to see a change so bad. And that's totally macro. Micro is all the decisions that I think John Mozeliak has messed up.
Mm.
But macro is that should be what the Cardinals are striving for, not just to win the NL Central, but to make noise in the postseason more years than they don't.
That's fair. That's fair. I think it's our good friend Jeremy Werner that always says, hey, Lon, put your hand up and put your fingers out. That's how many times the White Sox have been to the playoffs.
I mean, I get it. But
so every time I start complaining about the Cardinals, he's like, hey.
Look, I'm on the other side of this too, because imagine – me as a Bears fan trying to tell Packers fans how they're supposed to feel. Like, all right,
right,
you got Aaron Rodgers, you're a great run franchise, yada, yada. You should feel good that you win the NFC North most years. You have from one Hall of Fame quarterback to another over a span of 30 years, and you've won 2 Super Bowls.
Right.
2.
Wow.
And been to Favre went to 2, and Rodgers went to 1.
Okay.
They're going to see it a lot differently than I will.
Totally.
Just sign me up for 1
exactly,
Super Bowl probably the rest of my life. And I'd be
same here.
I don't know if I'd be totally
non-griping
or whatever.
Kind of like the Blues.
Yeah,
you know,
right? But it's different context for different franchises, different situations,
different set
of expectations.
It really is. It's amazing how – I mean, I know we've done this before. I'm not going down this path, but – to sit there and think about your sports franchise, your pro franchises that you root for, how successful have you really been in life? As a fan, I mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Arizona Cardinals have been to 1 Super Bowl, and they haven't won a championship since 1947. That was before my mom was born. No, she was 7. Sorry. Jan was 7. Sorry, Jan. Sorry, Mom.
Well, you were actually making her sound younger, so she's
you're right.
She's probably going to be okay with
that. That's true. That's a good call. The Blues have been in existence for 50 years and finally won a cup. So I have, out of those two franchises that I've watched, let's say 12 years old is when you really latch on as a fan. I'm just throwing that in there. Because that for me was the year, because it was 82. Cardinals won the World Series. Sixers in 83 won the NBA championship. So I was off to a good start in my sports fandom. But then, so what's that? That's 40 years, essentially. So in 40 years, out of the Blues and Arizona Cardinals, I have one championship. Hmm. So 39 out of 40 years, it ends up in not – I'm not happy, right? So it, why
– well,
why am I – again, why am like, I a sports fan?
Yeah. It, I think you can be happy with something other than the title, though.
No, you're right.
I think you can. It's possible.
No, no, you can have – I mean – Arizona a few years ago with Carson Palmer, which has been more than a few years ago, won like 13 games. They were the number one seed in the NFC, you know, in the NFC East or whatever.
Yeah.
And, or not East, but you know what I'm saying, NFC. And so, yeah, I mean, even though they lost, it was like, ah, that was still a hell of a season.
Right. I mean, you're years removed from it. Like, I know this is like on the doorstep of winning a title or one step removed, but like, do you look at 1989? For Illinois basketball is a huge success. Absolutely. 2005 as a huge success.
Yes.
Absolutely. Even like 2001, when you feel like they were robbed potentially of a Final Four berth because of 60 free throws for Arizona, oh, like that was a goodness. Really, really good season. And I think
84.
That, as you get further removed from it, you're probably even more satisfied with it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. But like you could, if I want to go on the pessimistic side, I could throw Illinois sports.
Oh, yeah.
Football and basketball into that. So for the last 40 years, that is Illinois football, basketball, the Blues, and Arizona Cardinals, and I have one title to show for it. Mm. And I've invested – I was about ready to curse. I've invested a lot of time.
Sure.
Into those – to get one title.
If you're not putting the St. Louis Cardinals in mind, now I still have some years to catch up to you. But
and I am omitting them.
The Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
You're counting from 12 years old and on, so you just robbed me of my 6, 7, and 8-year-old titles for the Chicago Bulls.
Right.
Which I guess I'll just throw away the snapback I had when I was a little tyke.
Ooh, a little Old Dominion reference. Do you remember those titles?
I mean, not really.
Okay.
No.
Then I'm not letting you count them.
Okay. That's fair.
Because I remember the Sixers in 82. Like, I distinctly remember, because my dad was a Celtics fan, my brother was a Lakers fan, and I was a Sixers fan. And those two were always, those two were always happy every year. And finally, the Sixers broke through and won it. And I can remember everything about that team. Ivoroni, I mean, just Bobby Jones, Mo Cheeks, Andrew Toney, of course, my favorite player ever, Dr. J.
Right.
I could go down the list. I mean, I specifically remember that team.
Yeah, I vaguely remember. Like, if you want me to actually remember the game, do I remember the Michael Jordan shot? I mean,
right.
You, at this point, you've seen the replays so many times.
Right, it's in your head.
I kind of vaguely remember like that series itself in 98.
That's true.
I would have been 7 going on 8 years old, but still, okay. And then you factor in Illinois for me as well. The Bears haven't won a title.
No.
The Bulls post Jordan, obviously nowhere close.
Mm.
Illinois has not, but
it's very convenient that you two are leaving the Cardinals out of this conversation.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to say woe is me either. Like,
well, no, and that's what it is that kind of the gist of it for me is the Cardinals have carried the torch, thankfully. Because if I would have been a Cubs fan, Kyle, to your point, throughout that entire time, I would have added one other title to that. And so my entire life of watching sports, I've had one title or two titles, the Sixers and the Cubs. That, if I was a Cub fan.
Yeah.
Instead, with the Cardinals, I now add 3 more. But even that, 4 titles in 40 years. So one every 10 years, once every 10 years, I walk around as a champion, as a fan. Isn't that? And I know everybody falls into this unless you, if I were a Bulls fan. During that same stretch.
Bulls fan in the heyday, yeah. If I was 20 years old.
Exactly.
In 1990.
Yep. Or a Patriots fan.
With the Red Sox rope.
With the Red Sox and Bruins. Yeah. I mean, remember that every one of their teams won.
Celtics, yeah.
And then the Celtics with Ray Allen in that group, I think, fell in that little. I mean, we were saying, like, you could be 14 years old as in New England or in Boston or whatever. Let's say Boston. Doesn't matter. And you will have already had 12 championships in your life. Mm. That's crazy.
And then you go to Boston College. Take that.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Leaf. Or no, not Ryan Leaf.
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan, pretty good quarterback.
I'd say so, yeah.
What he's up to these days?
He's in the booth, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Doing some commentating,
really?
Yeah.
I probably knew that.
And it's not on Amazon Prime or Peacock or nothing. I don't think you.
Hey, there's a game tonight that I can't watch. I don't think I would.
Are you
watch
bummed
it
out?
I don't think you're missing a lot.
I was
with
gonna
Chiefs
say
Broncos, but
I don't think I would watch this one tonight. Isn't it time for that rare? Is this the parlay killer tonight? Like I'm gonna put together a little 18 parlay for the NFL
I don't
this
know
weekend, and I'm gonna include Kansas City winning, and then right off the bat,
oh. Them losing to Denver and Kansas City, that would be shocking.
Big news tonight, Patrick Mahomes will play left-handed.
Mm. They lose to Denver, Taylor Swift should break up with Travis Kelce.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
100%.
Oh, you just took me. I don't know why you went from Taylor Swift. Like, in my mind, it went from Taylor Swift to Patrick Mahomes' wife. Can you imagine? I don't know. Admittedly, I don't know anything about Taylor's. I mean, I know who Taylor Swift is. I've never seen a show like that shows what kind of a personality she has. She seems to be a super nice person, right? I don't know. Is she annoying? I don't know. I'm just picturing if she's annoying combined with Mahomes' wife, I can't imagine the sheer hell that is to sit in that booth. Yeah! Banging on the... Oh, my God.
We got a text on the U of I Line Link text line. 217 says, I'm a happy Cubs fan because in my 35 years on Earth, the Cubbies have never lost a World Series.
Oh, that's a great way to look at that.
I don't know if Kyle agrees with that.
That is an optimistic way to live your life.
You know
kudos
what?
Kudos to that texter.
That person is the happiest person in the world. That is awesome.
I don't believe them.
They find a penny and they're like, unbelievable. I am a penny richer today.
Man, you just compared Kyle's Cubs to a penny.
Oh, and breaking news, I did not win the Powerball.
I assumed that because you're here.
Yes. Oh, I wouldn't let you down like that.
Okay.
I would come to brag about it. I don't know. Do you
one last day just to come in and yeah, brag about it?
That was it. Hey, guys, I made $1 billion.
Just wanted to say goodbye to everybody.
Here's a penny, Kyle. Just like your Cubs.
Here's $100 million. Go grab some pitchers. $1 billion.
Man.
That's like almost $2 billion, right? I don't know what it turns. I don't care.
Don't know. Before we catch a break, let's. Thoughts tonight, you've got. So, number one, we probably should have led with this.
This is funny because we were sitting there trying to figure out what we were going to talk about. And I looked at you at the last second. I'm like, well, let's go NFL. And then I immediately jump on the Astros. And then 32 yeah. minutes later or whatever.
I think the last line you gave me was whatever you want.
That's
and then Kyle hit the mics. I'm like, all right, cool.
And I hijacked
it's the drive with Tay and Piper. Behind the scenes action. There you go. How about after the break, we touch on the series that's still going, Phillies okay. and Braves. A big showing from Bryce Harper yesterday. That was the talk of the sports world. I want to talk about that a little bit. And then let's get to, during Big Ten Media Days, which was earlier this week, they released the preseason All Big Ten. Mm. And also The Athletic did, which Illini Inquirer contributed to,
right.
the preseason poll for the league. So we can okay. go over that, thoughts on that. If you want to weigh in, you can, 217-359-2255 on the U of I Illini Link text line. Before we get out of here, we'll also play Brett Bielema, who spoke to the media today. Maybe talk a little more NFL. We're not just going to totally dodge Lon's suggestion, but we'll pass it off for now. Stick with us. We'll get back. We'll talk some Phillies Braves and also some Big Ten basketball. This is The Drive.
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued.
Garage for now, put it in the garage for now, put it in the garage for now, put it in the garage for now.
It happens. You got junk. Call Two Men and a Truck to get rid of all your junk. Residential or commercial, Two Men and a Truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampagne.com. Two Men and a Truck.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Hey Illini fans, it's the best time of the year. Homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
The hammering, the sawing, the drilling, all the sounds of the workplace are music to our ears. You can be a part of construction projects, large and small, as a Carpenters Local 243 member. Learn to excel with apprentice and journeyman training. Members enjoy all the benefits this internationally recognized union has to offer. It's a life-changing decision. Join the Local 243 family tradition. Contact Carpenters Local 243 at 217-356-5463.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. going on now every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine. It's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Saved a run. So far, Turner has not looked like he wants to run. Stays put, and there's a high fly ball. Deep right field. Harper watches it fly.
There is no better sound in sports.
It's so good.
There just isn't.
It is so good to hear that.
The crack of the bat, the roar of the crowd, and then you can add in the old Liberty Bell sound that they play on home runs there at, what's it called? Citizens Bank Park there in Philly?
I don't know.
Bryce Harper is the flat-out stud, man. I thought you look back at his Washington Nationals tenure, obviously a ton of hype coming up.
Sure.
Really good player, but I think he got the rep of being maybe a little overrated at one time.
And I think so.
The year after he leaves Washington, they win the World Series. He signs for a boatload of money in Philly. And I don't know how I was made to feel about him then. Right now, I think he's incredible. And I love watching that Phillies team. And when you get a lineup that's that powerful and entertaining, sign me up for that.
In no way am I comparing the two, but Jim Edwards, same thing happened, right? He left the Angels. They went on to win a World Series.
That's a good call.
And just kind of, you know, I always remember thinking, because the Angels fans really ripped him. And I remember thinking, that would stink. Like, you gave some pretty good seasons to a franchise. They get rid of you. And you're one of the better players. They get rid of you. Then they win the World Series. And you know, I don't care who you are. In your mind, you're either thinking you're the unluckiest person in America, or you're thinking, was it me? Like, maybe I was the issue. And then, of course, for him to win one in St. Louis, I thought was nice. I think, in other words, I felt good for him, I guess, that he won that one. But
sure.
Yeah, it's Bryce Harper. How did he do this season? Like, I don't remember hearing much about him.
He was hurt for half the year.
Okay, that's why. Okay.
Came back, and he had an interesting stretch where he didn't hit a home run for a long time, but stuck with it. What, Kyle's our fact checker. Do you remember what the injury was? Hurt his arm or his shoulder? Maybe his elbow.
I almost want to say he had Tommy John.
Yeah.
Really?
Because he's playing first now, right, when he does play the field?
I'll double check that, but did end up coming back hitting 293, 21 homers, 72 RBIs.
My goodness.
900 OPS.
Yeah, got hot late in the year in particular.
So essentially he led the Cardinals in every category there. My goodness.
Yeah. And then the interesting storyline about yesterday's performance was that Orlando Arcia, the shortstop for the Braves, there was an audio clip that was caught from the dugout after the Braves had that epic comeback win in game two. Harper got doubled off of first to end the game, and he was like laughing and saying, attaboy Harper.
Oh, I did not hear this.
And then he cracks that home run, which went into the upper deck, and he stared and watched it. Then he stares down Arcia on his round of second, and then he later hits another home run and stares down Arcia again. And the Phillies blasted the Braves. I mean,
why you want to
Turner
poke the
went
bear?
Yard, Castellanos went yard, and the Braves are in jeopardy of being the final team that had a bye of being out. That would be every team.
That's incredible.
That was either a one or a two seed being eliminated.
That's incredible. I mean, I guess.
Or I'm sorry. Other than the Astros,
right?
Because the Astros are the exception. You can never kill them. They're.
I guess if you're one of those that enjoys the upsets and, you know, maybe likes to see different teams involved. Although Baltimore certainly is a team that hasn't won at a high level in a long time. So they would have been okay with me, I guess, getting there. But, yeah, it's crazy how And it started in the first round, essentially. I know what I mean is those were all wild card teams, but there were sweeps.
There were sweeps.
I mean, there was like dominance throughout this entire playoffs. Teams have just dominated the other team
for
in
sure.
whatever series, it seems like.
Arizona was the underdog against Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
You had Texas as the underdog against the Rays. What else played out there? You would have had...
Did you say Baltimore? Yeah, Texas.
I said the D-backs. Who did the Phillies? Phillies beat Miami and were expected to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And what was the other AL one? The Twins won. And they hosted that, but I think a lot of people, myself included, overlooked the Twins. And like, oh, yeah, Baltimore or Toronto's going to go in there
right.
and win that series. But
so Twins beat the Blue Jays. Yeah, Rangers over the Rays. Rangers technically, they were the five, Rays four. Rangers have looked good. They've just kind of quietly made their way to the ALCS.
After losing DeGrom early, after losing Scherzer when they acquired him at the deadline, is Scherzer still possibly going to pitch in the postseason?
I don't know.
I don't think he's supposed to, right?
So if you look at this, Diamondbacks have never won a World Series, right? No, they won.
They did, yeah.
They won. So this could be their second. The Rangers have never won one. Is that right?
Yes.
Because in 11,
uh-huh.
it was kind of the storyline, especially in that Game 6.
That's right.
This would be the Rangers' first World Series victory. And then, of course, we know what happened. The Astros, we've talked about. And then the Braves and Phillies, they've both won one in the last few years, right?
Braves 2 years ago and the Phillies back in the Ryan Howard, Roy Halladay,
how good
those
was
teams.
Ryan Howard.
He was really, really good.
Between him
from St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He and David Ortiz, I mean, you couldn't get him out. Kyle, can you effort World Series victories? Like, I know the Yankees have 27, the Cardinals have 11. I always like to look, like, is anybody creeping up on us? Because, you know, I've used that as a pretty solid brag for most of my life, the sense that we have the second most World Series titles.
You got the Yankees with 27, the Cardinals with 11, tied for third, the Red Sox and Athletics with 9 each.
Oh, okay. Man, they're close.
Giants, unbelievable. Dodgers have 7.
7 for the Dodgers.
For all those World Series titles that the A's have, that they're as much of a joke as they are right now.
It's horrible. Yeah, no, it's bad. The A's, when did they win their World Series? Was that like in the 80s? Bob Welch, that crew, Carney Lansford. That's crazy that they've won. I didn't know they've won 9. Well, I did know that. I forgot. So the Red Sox are the one team that the Cardinals are in peril of all of a sudden becoming the third most.
Yeah.
5 of the 9 A's World Series were before 1930.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Old Ephus, Ephus Johnson and his 7,000 innings pitched that year.
Mm.
He started every game.
Watch out for the Ephus.
He invented the Ephus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was.
I'd be excited about even though I have a Braves World Series ticket, I'd be excited about a Phillies Diamondbacks series.
That would be fun.
The Diamondbacks, I think they made postseason history. We're talking about that with the Astros. They hit 4 home runs in 1 inning last night.
Did they really?
Against Lance Lynn.
My goodness.
And was it Montero? I don't know what his first name is. They had already hit 3 in whatever inning that was. He hits one down the right field line that's ruled originally a home run.
Oh.
They then call it foul.
Oh.
I think it was the very next pitch. He then blasts to left center and it's gone. And that place was going nuts as well.
That would be incredible. Down the right field line.
But foul. And then he gets back in the box, and then he smashes one like 400 feet.
I'm bringing up I love tradition with baseball. How many teams have hit 4 home runs in a row? Can you guess how many teams?
Da, 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 da. 2?
10.
What?
According to, unless Google's lying at me. Sometimes it lies, and
Now, these weren't all in a row. They're all in the same inning, but yes.
So the Cardinals in 22, we remember this one, Nato, Gorman, Yepez, and Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
First inning against the Phillies.
And that's why you couldn't trade Carlson.
Right. That was it.
And did you see how well Pablo Lopez pitched in the postseason? But you know, the Cardinals did not want to include Lars Nootbaar in a trade for him. No. So they said, no, thank you.
Because Nootbaar is a fan favorite.
Well, he's recruiting. You know, people are talking about, you know, Jeff Alexander is the.
Yeah.
This,
he's
the
recruiting
Spain,
that reliever
the,
out of
Italy,
Japan.
The overseas. Yeah. Lars is apparently recruiting the Japan national team.
Okay.
That's going to fall short for Ohtani and probably for everybody else.
White Sox in 20, Moncada, Grandal, Abreu, Jimenez. Fifth inning versus the Cardinals.
Mm.
I don't remember that. Nationals have done it twice. They did it in 19 and 17. Howie Kendrick, Trey Turner, Adam Eaton, Anthony Rendon. And then they did it with Brian Goodwin, Wilmer Defoe, Bryce Harper, and Ryan Zimmerman. In 17. I like looking at these names. The Diamondbacks did it in 2010. LaRoche, Montero, Mark Reynolds, and Stephen Drew. That was JD's
Stephen
brother, right?
Drew.
He was a second baseman. White Sox did it again in 08. Jim Thome, Paul Konerko, Alexi Ramirez, and Juan Uribe. Red Sox in 07. Manny Ramirez, JD Drew, Mike Lowell. He was a good hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Veritek. So I would assume the Drews are the only brothers that have ever been part of.
I would think.
We're almost done.
Probably not the Molinas.
No. No. 2006, it was done by Jeff Kent of the Dodgers. J.D. Drew again. Russell Martin and Marlon Anderson. I remember Lucas Tay's very first Cardinals baseball game at Busch Stadium. First time he'd ever been to a game. And he literally was just a baby. Like, he was slept through most of the game. But I kept the scorecard. I did a scorecard, and the Cardinals hit back to back to back. And I know Drew was part of that. They beat the Cubs, by the way, like 13-1. Sorry. And then, okay, so it was Jeff Kent, J.D. Drew, Russell Martin, and Marlon Anderson in 06. And then you'd go back to the Twins in 64, Indians in 63, and the Braves, how about this, in 61. Eddie Matthews, Hank Aaron, Joe Adcock, and Frank Thomas, not the one that does the Nutrigenics, whatever.
Oh, man.
Maybe it is the same guy. Maybe those energy pills he sells are that good.
And she's going to like it, too. What do you mean by that?
On the golf course.
Doug Flutie, what's he talking about?
And the guy is just like smiles. And there's just some other lady in there.
Yeah, you're wondering, whose wife is that?
Right.
And if it is one of those guys' wives.
There's like two women right there, and I'm like.
Looking good, Frank. Melissa, don't you ever talk to him like that.
I told you to stop doing that. I wonder how many times Frank Thomas is just in the middle of nowhere these days, and it's like, looking good, Frank.
And she's going to like it, too. I don't know where you're going with that, Frank.
Now that I've won the billion, I think I want this to be the last segment I do, because that's how I want to go off, just right there with you just. never mind. That was funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Bedard scored last night. Got
he
a
did.
Goal.
Yeah.
So he's got a goal and an assist through his first two. He played the most minutes for the Blackhawks. They lost, but most minutes of any of the offensive guys.
He's getting up a lot of shots.
Yes.
A lot of shots on goal.
Got six last night. Man, that just shows you the impact he's having right away. And the Blackhawks
looks
are
super
like.
Super skilled. Now, he kind of looks like a baby.
Oh, he's 10. I mean, he's literally 12 years old. Like, he trick-or-treats.
Right.
You know?
No doubt. If he showed up at your door, you'd be like, yeah.
It's like, oh, you look like Connor Bedard.
Going into eighth grade?
Literally, I am Connor Bedard.
Yeah.
I mean, he is so young. You know I don't want to like him because he is going to drive me nuts for the next 10 years as a Blues fan. But I can't help but just admire how good he is. Ugh, I wish I knew whether that was tainted.
Mm. I will tell you, it's given me a reason. They've been on national TV first two games. And
I watched him, too.
I've tuned in.
Yep. Isn't that amazing that he went to a big market team?
Hmm.
Hmm.
A big market team that has struggled for a while.
Hmm.
Well, the Blackhawks have the seventh best chance, and whoa, they just got him. Amazing. In other news,
I know we talked about this a little bit before, but it would be cool if we went back through all like the draft conspiracies.
Oh, yeah. What was the NBA one? Was that Ewing, Patrick Ewing or something with the Knicks?
Think so.
That they just happened to draw the, here's a kid from Georgetown, most dominant center, and it just happened to be the Knicks that drew the first pick or whatever.
I don't think the Bulls had great odds when they got Derrick Rose.
Oh, I think you're right.
Chicago product, dormant franchise for a long time.
I'll put it this way. Has there been a team not in the top three markets for television that has ever pulled a surprise in a draft? No. I'm guessing not. I mean, come on.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Yes.
All right, I know we're due for another break, but real quick, is there any rivaling sound? Can we hear the Bryce Harper home run one more time?
I agree. I want to hear the Stock Grand Slam because we had to figure out what they were singing. Let's see how good Kyle is here bringing up the Stock Grand Slam right after the Bryce Harper. I mean, I know you can't do it.
I don't know if I can. Do it.
My only
Let's
job
hear the Harper to, again.
All right.
Listen to Kyle fail.
Saved a run. So far, Turner has not looked like he wants to run. Stays put. And there's a high fly ball. Deep right field. Harper watches it fly.
Is that Joe Davis?
I think so.
I think it is, right?
Is there anything close? I mean, I'm sure there's probably been a game-winning shot in basketball that's been epic before.
I think that's Joe Davis.
Of course there have been epic game winners. I said that like I'm an idiot.
Jordan, Elo. But that shot, or I mean that call, he did a great job with that call. But would you rather just hear? Would you, like... In the Stock Grand Slam,
There's no call on the video you were playing. Yep.
Now, obviously, it's his job to make the call.
If it's a good call, I want the call.
Yeah, good call. That's funny. Excuse the pun. And he did have a good call on that.
I have the video of the Stock Grand Slam with no commentary.
Okay.
And look at that.
What's the song they're singing here?
It's his walk-up song. I had to Google this. Apparently, it's A-OK by Taye Verdes.
Perfect.
That bell.
I do too. I mean, so they're all cheering because they sang the song, right? So they're cheering themselves, and then there's like a 1.5 second delay, and then he hits it. And it's like, oh man, I could listen to that all night.
It's awesome.
Maybe that's what I need to do when I can't sleep. I'll just put on Spotify, I'll just put like game-winning home run sounds and just listen.
I will say, I watched the Bryce Harper one probably five times in a row.
You just kept going.
I got chills watching it. I really did, man. It's crazy.
It's incredible.
All right.
Real quick, do you guys think that the Phillies get it done tonight?
No, I think Atlanta's too good.
I think it goes back to
I do too.
ATL.
I'm totally with you. I think this series is destined for five.
Yep.
I hope we get to see it.
And then I don't know who wins that one. We'll wait and see if it happens. Then we'll make our predictions.
Hope we get to see it. If you want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255 in the U of I line of link text line. Randy says David Stern put the envelope in the freezer in the Ewing draft. There you go for the conspiracies. Big Ten basketball preseason poll and rankings when we come back. It is The Drive.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed, and then I bought a second pair too. Everything was friendly, everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com, Pards.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana.